Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Holdsworth, a courageous schoolboy from Haydock who won so many friends during his battle with bone cancer has died. 12-year-old rugby fan Harrison Ledsham has fought the disease since last year. In October, he won Child of Courage at the Wish FM Local Hero Awards. And speaking to me afterwards, his bravery was there for everyone to see as he talked about his reaction to having to lose his leg because of the disease.
At the start, it was pretty painful and I couldn't walk when I had my leg, and we went to Birmingham and was going to have like a salvage, like take the tumour out, but the professor said that it had gone too big, so they had to take my leg, and I was completely fine with it just as long as it was gone.
And in no break from tradition, I and everyone at Wish FM would like to offer our condolences to his family and his parents Karen and Paul.
So, yeah, really sad that we start the show this morning with that terrible news about young Harrison Ledsham from Haydock, young man that we'd been involved with here at Wish FM over the last few months. He was our Child of Courage back in October. We got to know the family quite well, and our deepest sympathy to Paul and to Karen and the whole family. He was a young man. I mean, I met him several times through Saints as well. At the South Sydney Rabbitoh game, he led the two teams out of that game, and he will never forget. And that amazing moment when he shook the hand of Greg Inglis. And I know Greg has tweeted already this morning from over in Australia about the sad news. RIP Harris, and deeper sympathy to all the families. So to get a tweet from somebody like that just shows the kind of reach that Harrison had, the people that he touched, and just that smile that he had when he came into a room, lit up the room, despite what he was going through. So our sympathy from everybody here at Wish FM this morning to the family of young Harrison Ledsham.
Incredibly sad. I had the privilege of meeting him after our local hero awards when he won Child of Courage, and he displayed all of those qualities and then some, when he kind of just talked about the matter of a fact kind of way, that he said, yeah, you know, take my leg, I don't mind, I just want to get rid of the pain. It was just an incredible young person, and tributes coming in today kind of share that sentiment.
It's very humbling when you kind of hit your 30s like we have done, me further away than you did, and you did, and you think, crikey, we moan about certain things that we have to put up with, the things that we put up with in our life, but tell you what, when you meet someone like Harrison, real eye-opening and an amazing story, and say hopefully from some of the people he's touched, there should always be positivity that comes out of these stories. He's met so many people, and particularly like us, grown-ups, you know what I mean? It's not just kids, it's particularly when he met grown-ups, and there's that iconic image which is doing the rounds on social media this morning of John Wilkin and Greg Inglis at the South Sydney Rabbitohs game, of him meeting the teams, leading the team out, and just the players. I mean, because when you come back to the practicality of an event like that, there was so much around it, so much pressure on the day. You've got, I mean, people don't realise this, even like the timings for the TV, right? This is just a simple little anecdote, right? The timings for the TV, you've got Sky, you've got the Australian media here following this. Everything has to run on a match day like that, everything has to run to time. You've got Harrison, he's been battling cancer, he's got the crutches, and just physically getting out to the pitch, onto a pitch, when it had been raining for days, the pitch was all soggy, but everyone was so patient, and it was just a moment where everybody just stopped and just thought, brilliant, what an amazing moment. So tributes coming in from all over, including Greg Inglis, who's tweeted this morning, just heard some sad news, rest in peace Harrison, deepest sympathy to all the family, the likes of Paul Sculthorpe, gutted to hear about young Harrison Ledsham, lovely, young, brave young fella. Luke Thompson's tweeted, in fact most of the Saints squad have tweeted this morning, Lewin McCarthy, Scarsbrook, Alex Walmsley, Wigan Warriors have tweeted, our thoughts go out to Harrison's family and friends. Claire and Andy Reid also tweeting this morning, and the Steve Prescott Foundation as well. And our thoughts, of course, here at Wish FM go out to Harrison and his family. So Paul and Karen and all the family from everybody here at Wish FM, our deepest sympathies to you this morning. Really sad time, but I say, I just hope out of his story, just a little bit of inspiration comes to others. People like us two grumpies that get up every morning and do this show, you know what I mean? Obviously, he was a big Saints fan and got to know a lot of the players as well. So we thought we'd get someone on from Saints this morning who knows him very well, the CEO, Mike Rush. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Morning. So, Harrison, obviously, we've seen lots of pictures of Harrison with the players and with the club over the last few months. Just tell us a little bit about him and the contact that the club have had with him of late.
Yeah, obviously, Harrison played for one of our local junior clubs at Blackbrook and also attended Haydock High in the town, so... You know, he became popular figure around the place. He attended most of the games, and he was a guest every week in the players' lounge with his parents, and I think his granddad used to attend with him, to be honest, as well. So you know, it's just really sad, like you said, the image of him walking out with John and Greg Inglis will go down probably, you know, in the history books. And it was, you know, an iconic image that none of us will ever forget.
And I think we were talking on air before about how even as grown-ups, I think when children are involved in tragic stories like this, it's kind of, it is, I know it's an often used word, is inspiring and inspiration, but we as grown-ups, you kind of moan about so many things in life, don't you? I think we've all been genuinely touched by his fight and the matter of fact in which way he dealt, in the way he dealt with it.
Yeah, you know, Andy Reid, who's a good friend of the club, who's had his own, you know, battles post-war, was big friends with Harrison. And yeah, you know, I'd spoke to Andy about that and spoke to Harrison about that. He had a crack at everything. You know, I spoke to him a couple of months ago when he attended one game and he was thinking of taking up refereeing because he couldn't play anymore. And, you know, just the courage that he showed and his attitude will never be forgotten, really. And it's just so sad that, obviously, he's lost his fight.
Yeah, and I guess at the club tonight, at the game, we're going to be sort of, a lot of people in the stadium tonight will be reflecting on that as well later.
Yeah, we've not yet got in work, but, you know, it's a game day and everybody will be making their way in now for a 9 o'clock start. And I think that will be the first thing we're trying to address of how we can, obviously, you know, do something to remember him in the short time that we've got. But, yeah, it's just, I think it's still, a lot of people are still in shock, you know. Late last night, most people were getting the text messages and seeing it on Facebook. So, obviously, just really, really sad. And, you know, our thoughts, our prayers, sympathies, all go out to his parents and wider family and friends at the school. So, just really tragic.
OK, Mike, it's been good talking to you. Sorry it's in such bad circumstances, yeah, no, but good talking on. Thanks for your time. Cheers, Mike. Blackburn Royals, of course, the team he played for. Thoughts with his dad and mum, Paul and Karen. May he rest in peace. The Steve Prescott Foundation, our thoughts and prayers with Karen and Paul and family. Harrison was a courageous, brave kid who lit up every room like a beacon. Andy Reid, as Mike Rush was just alluding to there, became very good friends with Harrison. Life can be very cruel. Rest in peace, Harrison. You were a very brave, young, inspirational man. Some of the tributes there to the amazingly brave Harrison Ledgham, who's died aged just 12. And here's the interview that we did with young Harrison after he was named Child of Courage at Wish FM's Local Hero Awards in 2014.
Congratulations. How does it feel to win Child of Courage tonight?
Quite good.
It's
brilliant.
How much did you know about it?
Well, not much until I got told like 2 weeks ago, so...
Did you know you were going to win, or did you just know about the nomination? How much of a secret was it?
It was a secret. I didn't know about the nomination. I knew about the nomination. I didn't know I was going to win.
Yeah. Tell people kind of what you've been through over the last few months, because it is, from where you are now, it's quite an incredible story.
Well, at the start, it was pretty painful, and I couldn't walk when I had my leg. And we went to Birmingham and was going to have, like, a salvage, like, take the tumour out. But the professor said that it had gone too big, so they had to take my leg, and I was completely fine with it, just as long as it was gone.
To hear that, I mean, many people will be devastated by that, but you're still smiling through it. It's incredible.
I wasn't bothered as long as the pain was gone, because I was miserable in hospital. I wouldn't talk and just... sleep all the time and didn't want to do out. Now it's
got a new leg as well now.
Yeah.
But to move from that stage where you've lost it to be walking on crutches with a prosthetic limb is incredible as well.
Yeah, it's better now because I can go out in the street and stand and talk to my mates instead of them coming in and just playing on the Xbox, which is sometimes boring.
I'd say, but you're not really an Xbox kind of kid, are you? You're a bit more physical on that.
Yeah, I'd just like to get out again and run around.
I mean, I went to your school when they were raising some money, wearing some crazy hats, to buy a special leg. Is that coming as well, so you can play a bit of football and things like that?
Well, yeah, I wanted a blade so I could run, and so I could do PE at school instead of sitting and watching them, because sometimes I didn't really like that.
And that's your huge drive, is it now,
yeah,
to get out there and play a bit more sport?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thanks very much for coming.